This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There you go. Many times. All right, good morning to you. On a Tuesday morning, about 3 weeks from opening day for the Phils. And boy, 6 days away from Eagles free agency, and it's already gotten real as Darius Slay shown the door. All right, good morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We got Ruben here in studio, a man who knows.
Good morning.
What it is like to win a championship and then have to pivot as things get difficult with players in and players out. Ruben, how are you, pal?
I'm doing great. Coming in hot.
So
can Raul Ibanez replace Darius Slay?
Yeah,
no?
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm wondering.
Exactly. But not get hurt in May or June. He was on
he was on fire.
He was like an MVP candidate.
My God. Oh, it was the best he ever played in his career.
Yeah, he was awesome.
So, Rube, your two big ones, if I remember off the top of my head, that really contributed that were then gone. Where Burrow was certainly number one, Pedro Feliz number two. I mean, Feliz was a starting third baseman, got the winning hit in the World Series, and then obviously you showed him the door for Polanco, and that was a real upgrade. I mean,
Ibanez,
Burrow, you can argue based on different years and who had a better year in certain years, but Polanco was a better baseball player than Pedro Feliz. But you were in a non-capped league. Howie Roseman has a tough job, man.
Yep.
How tough is it, Ruben, when you got that many good players, you want to keep them? By the way, you know at times you've kept them too long. That was one of your things.
Correct.
So how do you attack this as a GM?
It's not easy, and you know it's very complicated. You know, compared to Major League Baseball because of the cap. But I have to say that you know you sort of have to deal with you know pulling at your heartstrings and also making sure that you do the right thing for the organization.
Yeah.
And it's not easy moving forward. But I think Howie's done a really good job of bringing some young people in and have had success doing it. And so he's not going to be afraid to allow young people to take over for, you know, veteran players who have had success here. And it's a tough one. Slay's a tough one because he's a good Philly-type guy.
Yeah.
And I think that the organization loves him. But, hey, you got to do with your head, not your heart.
And how much – I feel like we as an organization overcorrect. Howie, he's conscientious, so he's so aware and so self-scouted. They do tend to identify issues and say, okay, we're not going to make that mistake again. He has identified the issue as previously when we won it all, he gave too much credence to those Eagles died in the wool.
Who would be examples of
that? Guys.
So Peters would be an example. He wasn't born and raised here, but he'd been a long time Eagle, and they kept him way too long.
Sure.
Who else?
Cox for a moment. He came back at the end, but remember we talked about Fletcher, and they gave him that new contract, and we were all upset about it. Do you remember that?
He dipped down.
A year where the production wasn't matching the pay.
I remember that.
And then his final year, he absolutely brought that back up.
Yeah.
But there was a year where it wasn't right.
Alshon at the end wasn't very good. No, injury had set in, but he really wasn't very good at the end. Carson also couldn't, you know, throw him the ball. It was a whole nother
matter.
One
of the things that becomes really difficult is how much does the player affect your clubhouse? How does he affect, you know, him not being there? How does it really affect your, you know, your locker room, whatever the case may be? And so you can't really, it's hard. It's almost immeasurable. And you have to sort of figure out that part of it as well, because if they really have a huge impact in there, it can change the way people go about their business on a daily, not just that player, but the other players around them.
That's why in football, with all the changes, it's so hard to maintain. And that's why you got to admire the Patriots and Chiefs and what they did. I'll give you one more from that era. Nigel Bradham had a great 2017, if you remember. A lot of people thought he was going to be gone. James, remember, everyone said he was going to be gone, and then they signed him, I think it was a $40 million deal. Mm-hmm. And I remember the hug in the hallway of the NovaCare when Doug found out Bradham was staying. Bradham and Doug had a hug. And I was like, yeah, they kept Nigel Bradham. This is awesome. He stunk after that.
Was it as good as the hug that Howie had with Vinnie Curry, was it? Who was the hug that Howie had?
I don't remember that.
There was one he had in the hallway.
I don't. So, look, it is a challenge. Look, you'd rather be in this spot than one of the bad teams. That's you know. But there are challenges that come with being good. And, Ruben, I'll give you one more thing and then right to the phones. I mean, imagine a scenario where, because a lot of your best players were young in 08, okay? And then got contracts. Imagine a scenario where signing Ryan Howard in 2010 means you got to lose Roy Halladay.
That's it.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of stuff. I mean, Howie is like, all right, I choose Zach Baum, but I lose Milton Williams, I lose Josh Sweat, I lose Kenny Gainwell, I lose Mekhi Becton. That's brutal.
It's rough, and it's difficult, and it's way more complicated in the NFL than it is in MLB. I do not envy the decisions he has to make, because he's got, hey, that's a great problem to have, because he's got good players to deal with.
Exactly. All right, to the phones we go. Your reaction on Darius Slay being gone, 215-592-9494. And do you trust Trey Turner to be the leadoff hitter? Do you just trust him in general? Zach in Medford. Hi, Zach.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great, Zach.
You know, it's another great morning that, once again, me and John Ritchie are up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Mine.
Smart.
Well,
smart
if, man. If foolishness is, you know, the way your brain likes to roll, then yeah, roll.
Hey, if this is foolishness, I'm perfectly fine with it.
All right, give me your point. What are you thinking here, Zach?
So I'm going to do the Eagles first and then touch on the Phillies.
Sure.
I think John is right. I think we should be kind of comfortable in having Howie here. Ideally, we get Slay back, but I'm comfortable with Isaiah Rodgers. And if that doesn't happen, I'm sure Howie has a plan and contingency to make the cornerback position work. I'm not necessarily concerned that we're going to, you know, lose multiple free agents. I'm sure Howie has a plan and already an idea of the landscape of who's most likely going to stay, who's most likely going to go. I'm sure the cornerback position is a huge priority as it's been in the past. I don't know. I'm not overly concerned whether Slay goes, Rodgers goes.
Man.
I'm pretty comfortable.
Zach, I think you're riding a little too high. I do. Like, I'm not saying don't cherish that Super Bowl, but I am saying don't let it obscure the reality that when you lose good players and play lesser players, you're likely to be a lesser team.
But you're not, I don't think you're properly weighing how great the draft was for cornerbacks by Howie last year here in Philadelphia.
I get
the fact that you got your first rounder
and
your very beginning of the second rounder locked in as starters who actually deserve to be starters.
But it was great having all three
positions.
That's
on
my,
your defense.
My point is, I had three. I totally trust it. Now I have two. That's a difference.
And you potentially have the ability to re-sign. And re-sign both Isaiah Rodgers and Darius Slay in this situation.
Well, they're not going to get them both.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, it's one or the other
it's
at the most.
It's not impossible. But I do think, it's a matter of will Slay come back for a lot cheaper, for a lot shorter than what his contract was about to say? Because remember, we saved $17.8 million in 2026 by cutting him. It's not just the $4.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little shocked when I saw the $4.3 million. I thought, that's serious stuff. Like, they really didn't want Slay around. I think they would bring him back for a reasonable 1 year, 2 year, whatever.
But here's the problem with that argument, John. They probably already negotiated and did not come to terms. That's why they
possibly
cut him. Definitely. That's why they cut him.
Well, Slay's going to keep his options open. I mean, it's early.
Sometimes it's not that early, Ruben. 6 days from now, he can sign somewhere else. It's not that early.
I'm just saying it's early for Slay. He doesn't have to. You don't have to sign.
Well, he doesn't. All right, Zach,
he's not in a hurry.
Zach, what do you got on the Phillies, buddy?
Just one before I get to the Phillies. Really fun complaint to have that we only have two confident cornerbacks.
You're so right, man. So true.
So for Phillies, I mean, I'm really disappointed that they didn't do anything significant to really shuffle the deck. I know Lizardo's a solid pull, but outside of that, we really need to mess with the lineup. I know Seltzer said that that's kind of a flawed way to kind of think of it. Personally, and I don't know how you guys think, I personally think Trey start, Bryson second, Harper third, and then cleanup should be Schwarber. I think
that's
that
three straight lefties.
Insurance.
Can't do that. Can't do it.
That's fair.
That will not happen.
Okay. The GM has spoken. He just said that
won't happen.
That will not happen
unless that bullpen has no lefties.
You're facing a righty starter. Who struggles against left-handed hitters?
That's so improbable.
No, it's not going to happen.
Zach, give me an answer. An interesting celeb since 1974.
So I was considering either.
Don't give me either. Give me a name.
I'm going to go with Iron Mike.
You know what? He is.
It's a good answer, actually. Yeah.
Tyson's a good answer. The People magazine era, who's the most interesting celeb? Tyson's a good answer. All right.
Wow.
That's a good answer.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.